Welcome and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Get Executive Presence. In my prior podcast, my topic was posture pointers. Now, in June's podcast, I offered helpful information to strongly consider when working on your posture. Topics I covered were ergonomics, extraneous movement, why you shouldn't lean on a lectern, how to avoid slouching, weight shifting, head positioning, keeping your body erect, shoe selection, hand resting, and stretching. It's a long list, I know, but hopefully you gained important insights that you can easily apply. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you're implementing what you learned about your posture and how to improve it. Looks like we're ready to shift to July's podcast, which is all about how to get executive presence. Please consider if this applies to you or someone whom you know, professionally or personally. You're about to hear the tools you need to succeed. It's your choice how you opt to handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If it does, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and then share it with a person or other people who will also benefit. Is executive presence just for executives? That's a question I often hear, and my answer is always the same: no. First of all, I believe we all have the potential to become a leader. If indeed we believe ourselves to be a leader, or maybe we want to influence others, then it makes sense to pursue executive presence. There are most likely different opinions as to what constitutes executive presence. In my experience, this is not an elusive or mystical term. To me, it means being decisive while exhibiting qualities of a leader, which include demonstrating effective verbal and nonverbal communication, displaying confidence, and earning respect and trust from other individuals. If this sounds somewhat daunting, please know that executive presence can be learned. It also must be practiced, which means it will take time. Therefore, patience and perseverance are vitally important. So where do you start? Good question to ask yourself. My recommendation is to begin with your communication style. It's often helpful to ask others whom you trust for their feedback. Consider these 10 points. How effectively do you listen? How well do you pay attention? What is an example of how you get to the point? How do you demonstrate being succinct? What types of questions do you ask? How does your nonverbal language enhance your verbal message? How clear are your instructions? How does your voice come across on the phone? What is your approach to managing distractions when communicating? Using a scale of 1 to 5, what level of confidence do you exhibit with your communication? You may want to try answering these questions for yourself. And once you do, then compare your responses with the feedback you receive. Give thought to those questions where there is a gap. You may decide to target those areas first if you feel they're your priorities. If you have a sense of how to make improvements in your skills, then start there. Alternatively, you may opt to get assistance from a communication or speaking expert. This will significantly help you with your consistency and your accountability. Communication style is part of everything we do, which is why focusing on it is essential in order to get executive presence. Although it's not an easy task, it will pay off significantly in your success as a leader. If you'd like to discuss executive presence further, I'm extremely interested in your thoughts as well as your comments. Please feel free to connect with me by phone, electronically, or virtually. I'm always ready to be your business communication resource. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.